You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont. Call us on 021-569-6800 to book a test drive and we'll come to you. Are you on the lookout for a budget-friendly sport utility vehicle that exceeds your expectations? Look no further than Mahindra Claremont. Our vehicles will pleasantly surprise you, but to truly believe it, you need to experience them firsthand. Give us a call at 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to schedule a test drive, and we'll bring the experience to you. And here's an exclusive deal for Zone Radio listeners. Secure the Mahindra XUV 700 AX5 for just 419,999 Rand, saving you a remarkable 60,000 Rand. And we'll include a free safety film worth 3,500 Rand. Don't let this incredible offer pass you by. Mahindra Claremont will redefine your expectations in affordable SUVs.
It's just past 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donaghy from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, morning to you. And we got new sponsors there, Mahindra, yeah?
Yes,
showing
yes.
Off there, hey?
Yes, thank you.
They're very good cars, and people should go and have a look. Nothing wrong with them. They've improved tenfold over the past couple of years. Like most vehicles manufacturers, they do tend to, they've seen where they've gone wrong. And they've improved.
And so we also had an opportunity on Saturday. They had test drives right here, right?
Yeah, Richard was saying, yes, some nice vehicle. The Scorpio and that was out there. Become very popular with the farmers and that, the Scorpio Buckies. I think they've also improved. So, yeah, no, good for them. That's what – go and have a look. You never know. It might surprise you. And that's what it's all about, hey? Surprise.
For sure.
Yeah, okay, so this is going to be the last show for the year.
Yes, it is.
Time flies and we're having fun. So I was just talking about some tips for new drivers. 10 tips for new drivers. I'm not going to go all
James,
10.
Oh, James, have you seen all the learners on the road as we
speak?
That's
what I thought. So my biggest thing is to, if a parent wants to start, if you're going to start, someone's going to start getting their license next year, what I suggest is take them out and go and have go-kart racing. Take them to learn to handle the little go-kart.
To get the feel.
Get the feel of what it feels like to be behind the wheel. It's good fun. It's an easy learning experience and a lot cheaper than taking them on the road. And it's a lot safer. Take them a few times. Let them get used to the brakes and the accelerator. You will see it will be a lot easier to teach them once they're behind the steering wheel and you can teach them as a go. I'm not the best of teachers because I get quite aggro on the thing with bad drivers. But that's me. That's only my personal thing. But have a look at taking for these and also in a defensive driving course. They are quite expensive. I think there's a couple, one at Kalani. Even a motorbike. If a guy's going to start, if you're going to buy a motorbike for your son going to school, take him on an academy. There's in Belleville, I think there is as well. There's a couple of them.
Do you need a license first before they will let you? So you need your learner. Do
What's
you need
this
a
for?
Learner? This is now for the driving, advanced driving
Yes, techniques. Well, I think they would as far as that. Look, it's all behind closed doors. Well, not closed doors, on a private track. I don't know. You'd have to phone them. What was that one place? Traction or something, and other place I think was BikeSafe. I just went into this because my daughter's going to start getting her license next year, so I thought, yeah, here we go. So take them. If you want to teach them, maybe just wait till they get the license. Take them for this defensive driving school. I can guarantee you it'll save people's lives, and not only that, it'll save your insurance costs because they will learn to adapt quicker. They see things that we forget, we take for granted. I think the only people that really still do it is – I still remember now from doing mine in the army. So because it was over an hour in the Pretoria sun, so I looked like something else when I was finished there. But, yeah, this is something I would really recommend doing, taking on a defensive driving course and things like that. So that's my tip of the day. It's out early. But look up at Kalani Raceway. There is a couple
of them. I think there is at Kalani. I do know.
Take it. I'm telling you, people, you will be surprised. Yeah. And it's for your safety and your child's safety and everybody else's safety.
Yeah, because the learners now, they're still doing the K53, aren't they? And so they're still driving 30 and they've got to stop at the stop street and do a chucky move.
That's normal worldwide.
It's normal,
But the problem lies is I don't think all the – I've watched some of these learners, the guys that actually take them,
Yes.
They're worse than... not go there. Okay. So, look, if your kid's got getting a new car for your kid and you'll go through certain insurance companies, I'll tell you to fit a tracking system, a tracker. Or if you go through other insurance companies, they will send you something to fit. You've got to register it. It goes onto the windscreen.
So for insurance, you actually have to have a tracker now on this.
Not all of them, but yeah. I think most insurance companies will.
Yeah.
And the reason being is for, number one, you don't go drinking. And this is a big thing. They'll use this against you. Even people forget. They will monitor your car, how fast you were going around the corner, braking.
Well, Discovery's doing that.
Yes, that little white box on the windscreen. Yes. You've got to be very careful. Yeah.
And then they tell you, you're over your limit and you lose points.
You do lose, rewards, as they would say.
Yes, rewards, yes.
But you've got to be very careful of this. And I've said to people before, it's great. It is brilliant, 100%. This uses a tracker against you if you're involved in an accident at a certain time of night. Because they want to see where your car was parked, how long it was parked, what area it was parked at, etc. There's certain things that they will use it against you, believe me. It's not a negative thing. I'm just saying you've got to be careful.
Yeah, it's tightening up the system because...
We were bad. Yeah. I could admit it, yes, we were bad. We still are bad. If you're going to go out drinking and you get a designated driver, please, that's a big thing. Now, that's my... That's another one as well.
They're having a zero tolerance then for the festive season. It's out. It's on all medias and all zero tolerance.
Yeah, so be careful. Just be careful. If we teach them early, we were bad. We know we were bad.
Oh, my word, yes.
So we were naughty. And, so we still are. And unfortunately, now we got to change as well with the times as well, trying to cut back as well. Then the second one is the driving tip is on the phone.
I still see that.
Well, they say, what's it, the younger drivers are the worst offenders for using mobile phones. So far, last week, no. It was other people that were using their phones. Someone was leaning on the windscreen, on their steering wheel, texting.
I saw that too.
Another person was reading a book. And they, because they've mounted it on the dash, they start fiddling around. You've got to be stopped dead when you do that. And a lot of times people are holding the phone in their hands, even though they're on the steering wheel, they're talking on speaker.
Yes.
That's illegal. People, you still take your eyes off the road and look at that.
Yes.
And this was, I think it was last week, Thursday, I was going on the bike into town. Seven people cut me off because they were on their phones. You get distracted, you go to your left, you go to your
right. That's
right.
And you're just trying to get to town.
Yeah, I'm just going to get to town. And they
safely.
And they look at you and go, what are you complaining about? Hello, please just, and another thing, a big thing is keep left past right. It's the law, but everybody's forgotten about it over the period of time because they've stolen all the signs.
Yes.
So that's true. It. Yeah, but the mobile thing, take it easy on the phones. I wish they would show a little bit more proactive. Look, they had for a long time and it's slack a bit, but people just, it's that time of year, we're getting to silly season. Next week, I think, become silly drivers.
Even sillier.
So over the week, because everybody's going on holiday on Thursday, Friday, and then they're out on the road, they go out drinking during the day. They think it's great fun. They get distracted because a lot of times what happens is, and this is what I found out, is that during the year, you go to work at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and you go to work, you park your car, you come home at night. So you drive in those certain periods of time, whereas... Now, Christmas period, you're driving during the day. And you've picked up bad habits, you just don't realize it. So you get distracted very quickly because you're not used to driving those times a day, and you cause accidents. And there's a lot of accidents caused because of distractions. You're not used to driving at that time of the day.
Yeah. You're only used to driving peak hour, stop, go.
And now you're driving a little bit faster. And I'm sorry, it definitely does. Just be careful. That's what it's all this. Late night driving. I don't recommend they do that too much until you've learned to, especially young drivers. You've got to learn to drive at night. You've got to be cautious. Like coming down Oakhopseweg or going down, it doesn't matter where you are. Even if you've got, might be light drizzle and you haven't, your parents have driven you. You haven't driven.
Yes.
There's a big difference to handle a car in the wet, etc. And that's why the advanced driver's course as well is great stuff. And you always got to make sure the car's maintained. You've got proper, the wiper blades are new, things like that. So go through the car, I'll enforce this and write it. Wash your car yourself. Get used to checking things yourself. It's a big, big thing.
Yes.
But the late night driving, make sure your lights are all working because there's too many lights not working. Get someone to put the globes in properly, people. I cannot stress this much. I see it all the time. And then there's another thing. A friend, one of my customers came to me the other day and he asked me about these newer cars with the LED lights. They are a lot brighter. And I'm sure you've noticed it driving at night.
We've had a topic on this as well.
On the newest cars, the headlights, the high and lows, are operated all the time. So, and what happens is it's got a little flapper motor. And the little flapper motor opens up through a sensor on the windscreen to say there's no traffic coming. And only, and this is what he picked up as well, and you've got to be careful of this. It only recognizes another car when it sees it coming at almost at front.
Yes.
So if you're going around the corner, those lights are going to stay bright, and they'll be on you for about a fraction of a second till it sees the car's lights, and then it'll automatically dim. But it's on there for that little bit of a fraction of a second, and a blinding light. And this is what happens is we are getting older, our eyesight can get pretty bad. And even the youngsters, you get blinded for that split second, and those lights are bright, and you want to flash the guy. It's not his fault. It's the manufacturers, the way they manufactured the car. Like I say, brights are on, dims and highs on all the time. It's just a little flapper motor that opens up and makes it bright, and when it sees it, it closes it.
It does
again.
It automatically.
Automatically. Yeah. There's no control of it because you'll see that the not like our cars, we turn the knob and it goes from park onto headlights.
Yes.
These ones are automatically, it does it very, very quickly. Okay. But not, sometimes not quick enough. So we can't flash the guy because the guys will blind you again. It's not his fault. Unfortunately, it's the vehicle.
And we always thought it was their fault.
Yeah, no, it was their fault. But as the newer cars have developed, this is the thing. But they're on, like I say, it's low and high on all the time. It's just a flapper motor that actually keeps a thing going down. So, yeah. Then another thing, understand the limits of what you know of the car and your driving ability. Let your parents take you out and see, this is what you need to improve on, that's what you need to improve on. Reversing, it's great for the going for your license, you've got to learn to reverse.
Majority of us cannot
reverse. Cannot reverse, anyway. We forget how to reverse.
Exactly.
And with the newer cars, you've got cameras and that. I mean, my daughter's godfather came from Canada and he was using his mother's little Honda. And he's got Teslas over there. So they've got cameras and all that, and he's got the cameras to reverse it. I was laughing at him trying to reverse his little Honda. He says, I have to use mirrors again. He wasn't used to it. So there's another thing. And he's an experienced driver. So he's got to get used to mirrors. I was actually laughing at him trying to get into my driveway because he was using the mirrors. Yes. And he's got the cameras. Then you can also learn to drive casually for the fuel consumption, especially with the price of fuel has come down.
I think with the K53 and the lessons, their speed limit is max. It's 30 and then 40 max. You can't go higher. But then when you've got your license and now you're on the road, you can't drive that. You've got to stick to 60, 80. But that's also where now you get used to I can drive and so the speed – they keep to the speed limit.
Exactly. And that's the problem is, what is it? Understanding your car and your limits.
Yeah.
And they don't understand the limits have now been increased.
And they wouldn't because they've been taught now to drive 30 and 40.
Been taught to drive badly, I'm afraid. I'm just being honest. That's my opinion, taught to drive badly.
30 and 40.
40. Now, and I'll give you this thing as well. It's unfortunately, a couple of years back, one of the kids at my brother's daughter's school, they all went out in a Land Rover Discovery. Now, if you've ever driven the Discovery, it's quite a wobbly vehicle. And she had just got a license. I think she was 18 or 19 years old. I think she was 18. And she took a bunch of kids, friends with her in the car. Probably a very good driver. But with the extra weight in the vehicle, she lost control of it. Unfortunately, a couple of kids were killed. Not her fault.
Yes.
I blame parents. You've got to understand, and this is what the thing, the limitations of what your kids can
Especially if you've just stepped out. And I remember when I went for mine 2 years ago, and those days it was with the stick, and you did it on the board. What is this? That before the books came in. And then they took you for a long ride, but then you did the ride. You had to go up hills, parallel parking, you had to do all of that. When I came back, and I thought, have I passed, have I not? When I came back, he said, go back in the room, please. Then he took the stick again, and we did it again verbally. And then he said, now, let me tell you something, young lady. You have now passed your license. That doesn't mean you know how to drive. Sure. You are only now going to learn how to drive. And I've never forgotten that. And I've told all my kids and everyone else that I've taught to drive.
It's something that must sit in the back of your head all the time.
All the time. You are only going to start to learn how to drive now.
When you're on the road.
When you're on the road legally because you passed that.
Yes.
And then you learn by your mistakes along the way.
Unfortunately, some people learn too late with their mistakes. We're trying to teach them earlier. Yes, this is just a suggestion. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to do anything, but I'm just saying, just be careful of the limitations. So have one person in the car with the driver. Don't have three or four people because you've got the license. It's the weight. It's the braking. How the dynamics of the car changes with people in it. There's a lot to do that goes with
and
it.
And get a car that can actually suit you, your size, your height. Because I don't know, I have a good laugh sometimes with these big SUVs. And you can't see the driver. You can't see her. You know what I mean? They drive you, but you can't see, you can't see them.
I know. And there's another one. If your kids are going to go away, a lot of kids have been finished and they've gone away for the week.
Yeah, the school has started now.
They're migrating down to the coast. Unfortunately, it was a bit late now this year. But I'm just saying, if you're going to lend your kids your car to go to wherever, Nasna or whatever, make sure they take sufficient breaks, because you've got to teach yourself how to drive long distance. And don't three or four kids in the car as well, whatever. You know, they all want to go to school. We're all young.
We all did it.
Yes, all did it. But the problem is we learned.
Yes.
And the roads were a little bit, you had to be awake. But now the problem lies is everybody plays music and you have fun. And that driver stays awake all the time. Change your drivers, but you've got to make sure someone stays awake with him all the time.
Yeah, just keep to
keep it. Keep talking. Because a lot of people fall asleep. You think it's good fun, but you know what it's like getting in a car. Everybody's chat, and you fall asleep. My wife doesn't fall asleep anymore because I told her, keep me company. Yes. So she doesn't fall asleep. I let her down again, but not for long.
Yes.
And plans, the P plates or the L. Keep your learner license L plate on your car. Don't just go and take it off because you got your license now. Just keep your L on there a little bit longer.
That's a good tip. That's a very good tip.
Just so people can see you're a learner. You're not a learner driver, but you have now progressed. You know you've progressed. If the police want to pull you over, say, why you got the L? It's just to tell people that I'm still learning how to drive.
Yeah.
I've passed, but I'm still learning. Like you said earlier, the guy says, you're only learning how to drive now. Keep that L plate on longer.
Oh, that's a very good tip.
Yeah, do that. And motorway driving as well. We are very aggressive in this country with the things. So go with someone that knows how to drive it so they can teach you. They should have taught you already. How to do it, where to sit, keep left, pass right. There's a lot of people that they don't teach the kids about keeping in the left lane.
And changing lanes.
And changing lanes. That was another thing. Don't put your indicator on and go. You've got to keep it on for a time, make sure everything's – I'm not telling the drivers how to do this, but they've got to learn.
And also to keep a distance so that if something happens, you can still schedule away.
Well, that's what the advanced driving course teaches you what to do. It tells you not to drive – not to look in the car in front of you. Look at the car in front of that one and the other car in front of that one.
Exactly.
So look at the environment. If anything that can happen, find an escape route before. So the escape route must look at the cars, escape route number two, where you can go if something happens. So, and as it changes, we look for new escape routes, things like that.
It angers me a bit when you keep your distance and you're keeping that distance and someone in the and then they've shortened your distance.
Yes, you've got to cut back.
And
off.
Now you've got to go back, but there's a car behind you.
Yes,
you know,
so and they hoot at you as if it's you wrong.
Yes, exactly.
but that's aggressive driving. And another thing as well now, especially down here, like I said, the keep left, pass right. I'm not going to go on to that one. I've said it enough. Make sure you got the correct footwear on. Wear a good pair, either shoes or something like that, not barefoot. Barefoot is wrong because if you get some moisture on it, your feet can slip off the pedals as well. So wear a little pair of shoes that has a good grip on the pedals. Make sure that's correct.
Yes.
And make sure you don't have any water bottles laying under your feet.
I was going to say water bottles.
It's because that can go under the pedals and et cetera and things like that. But the biggest thing I think is, be confident on the road. You know, just have that presence. So if you walk into a room, have presence. Have the presence of your vehicle in the car. Doesn't matter the size of your vehicle. Just have the presence of the vehicle so people can be confident. Even if you've got that, still got that L on it, don't worry. They will also back off with you, give you that opportunity to learn. And have the confidence of driving.
Just have respect for each other.
Yeah, that's out the window.
That doesn't happen. But I think I know when all of us see learner driver, and then they hoot. And I mean, today, coming to the studio, was a learner driver. But Michael did it fabulously well. I mean, he just put his flick on and overtook her. But you could see the nerve. She was holding onto that steering wheel for dear life.
And it's the driver, the instructor should tell them that.
But I think the relax, you know, maybe it's the first time behind the vehicle.
Maybe, yes.
And here we are, you know, oh, no, but we were all there once. We were all there.
The confidence is get behind the steering wheel, have the confidence, make sure you dress properly for the thing. Put your cell phone away. I'm telling you,
you don't need it.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that drastic. You can, if you want to take a call or send a message,
pull over.
Find somewhere safe to pull over. You can't do it on the motorway. So if you're on the normal side road, that's fine. But on the motorway, leave the phone or just go and get Bluetooth set so you can talk if you want to talk. And I wouldn't recommend it for newer drivers. I think Australia, you're not allowed to have your cell phone on you.
Is that right?
It's got to be off or situated somewhere where you can't have it as well, which I think, especially for younger ones, because they get distracted easy.
Even for us.
Even for us as well. Yeah, we got bad. We bad.
Oh, we bad.
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. Yeah, there's a good song for it.
Yes.
But that's my thing for the year. Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to, I've got to start,
I actually think it was an awesome end of for the season, James. And I'll tell you why. There are so many of the learners that have now matriculated, 18 years old. They've all gone to write the exams, and they're all going to be on the radar. We need to have patience for them. So we need to put this out.
We're the ones there that should teach
them. All the drivers out there, near and afar, when you see that L and you see it's a driving school, we were all there.
Yes.
Give them slack. Come on, give them slack. Hold back or put your flick on. Overtake one. Don't look at them and because that's what I've been seeing lately.
It's that time of year, unfortunately, our aggravations come out because we can't wait for that. We see the finishing post for work. Just chill out and have a relax. They make mistakes. We make mistakes. I did the other day, a young lady stopped and she shouldn't have stopped and I hooted at her. I said, but then you have the L. But like I say, remember, we were all there. We all made mistakes.
We need to just have patience.
A little bit of patience. Have a great festive season. Yes. I mean, that's what it's all about.
And a safe one.
Very safe one.
Are you closing, James?
I'll still be around.
For emergencies, you're available. You want to give some numbers out?
081-070-4919. If just by instance. Have a great festive season. That's all I'm talking about.
Thank you, James.
After yourself. And everybody should go out there, clean your car at least once. Teach your kids how to clean the car. Look after it. If you look after it, it will look after you.
And we need to thank Mahindra.
Yes, Mahindra. I'm sure they will advertise with us and we can organize to Dania.
Yes, we will do that too. So, James, have a licker, I would say afternoon. Festive, be safe out there, you know.
Festive jewels. we're going to see everybody tomorrow night. Have our own jewel, Zone jewel.
Zone jewel, you're right. Zone jewel.
Have a good one.
And as I said, you are available if needed. Definitely.
So everybody have a good time.
Thank you, James.
That's what it's all about.
Okay. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.
The Motor Zone was proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont, redefining your motoring expectations.
Revolutionize your work with the Mahindra S4 single cab from Mahindra Claremont, your go-to affordable and reliable workhorse. Priced at just 243,043 Rand, excluding VAT, it's a steal. Call 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to book a test drive and we'll bring the vehicle to you for a week-long test. And here's an exclusive offer for Zone Radio listeners. Enjoy free company branding of up to 5,000 Rand. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Mahindra Claremont, where reliability meets affordability.